Morning. Welcome back to this cold room. Okay. Today it's Wednesday.
Thank you.
I want to share my knowledge with you. The first session is security, stability, resilience, and so on. And the first one. It's a joint charter drafting team report from Chris.
Thanks. Morning, everyone. We have drafted the charter for the... Actually, Gabby, can I have the hand mic? Because I need to look at the... Thanks. The working group, the joint working group, which had GNSO, ALAC, NRO, us on it, have drafted the charter, and the goal is that the council will approve this this afternoon, and that hopefully the ALAC will approve it, and hopefully the GNSO will approve it, and that we will then be able to start this stability and security cross ICANN working group. So the objectives, and this has been sent out to everybody, so you should have had a copy of it. The objectives, scope of activities and deliverables are up on the screen. It's to draw upon the collective expertise of the participating SOs and ACs, solicit expert input and advice, and report to the participating SOs and ACs on the actual level, frequency, and severity of threats to the DNS, the current efforts and activities to mitigate these threats to the DNS, and the gaps, if any, in the current security response to DNS issues. Now, you'll remember that what we said when the subject of DNS cert came up was, hold on a minute, we haven't done any of the background work yet. We don't even know if there's a problem. And if there is a problem, we don't know if a DNS cert is the right solution. So the fundamental purpose is to do the background work and find out if there is a problem. It goes on to say, if it's considered feasible and appropriate, the working group may identify and report on possible additional risk mitigation activities that it believes would assist in closing any gaps identified. And each of the SOs and ACs involved in this charter has their own methodology for adopting it. In our case, it's a simple, straightforward, do we adopt it or not? In the case of the GNSO, they've got to get their two houses together, etc., etc. The scope. The working group will limit its activities to considering issues at the root and top-level domains within the framework of ICANN's coordinating role in managing the naming and numbering resources. It will also take into account an attempt to coordinate with existing, ongoing and emerging research studies and initiatives with respect to the objectives of the working group. And subject to the limitations, it should do whatever it deems relevant and necessary to achieve the objectives. It's to take a proactive role in fostering participation and input from the relevant communities and expert groups, provide regular feedback and the opportunity to comment to the participating SOs and ACs and the community in general on its progress. All of the members of the working group are encouraged to keep their respective groups updated and to solicit feedback and provide that feedback to the working group. And the usual clause, if issues become apparent that are outside the scope, please come back to your ACs and SOs and ask them what to do. Then there's the work plan, which is just a work plan, reporting back to the SOs and ACs, and obviously, eventually, a final report. Now, there's no... Okay, yes, sorry. Thanks, Bart. So the final report, following its submission, Each of the SOs and ACs will discuss the final report and may adopt the final report according to its own rules and procedures. Membership is open to members of the participating SOs and ACs, and each one of them will appoint members in whatever way they do these things. Non-participating ICANN ACs, advisory committees, are invited to appoint one or more liaisons according to their own rules and procedures. Now, the reason we've done that is because the GAC, in their usual way, wants to belong and participate, but obviously isn't going to approve a charter like this any time short of about 2015. So it's easier if they... They're a bit busy, Martin. It's easier if they participate in the way they usually do, which is to choose four or five people to come along and participate. Secondly, the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, Steve Crocker is very, very, very supportive of this, but feels that the SSAC is better positioned to help if it stays outside of the working group and provides independent security advice to the working group rather than actually being a member of it. And that's up to him. That's his call. That's what he decided he wanted to do. And the RSAC as well will be asked to provide liaisons into the working group. Okay. Yeah, I'll get there. The working group is also to approach the technical and security communities, other DNS experts and certs to seek their participation in the activities of the working group. I know that OARC is very keen to be asked to send us an expert so that they can have some input. And the participants, and this is important, participants are expected to be able to demonstrate knowledge or expertise of aspects of the objectives of the working group, because obviously this is going to be an intensely technical discussion. There's not a lot of point in being on the working group if you don't have any expertise in the area, and to commit to actively participate in the activities of the working group on an ongoing and long-term basis. This will not be finished by San Francisco. There is also a clause about access to and protection of confidential information. Sub-working groups of the working group itself may need to access sensitive or proprietary information in order for the working group to do its work. So, measures may need to be established to access and protect that confidential and proprietary information. And the following procedures are an exception to the standards for transparency and accountability and only apply in cases where members of the sub-working groups need to access and protect that confidential information. And then there are a number of points about signing a non-disclosure agreement and so on and so forth. Now, we talked a lot about whether we should make that the whole working group. But then we thought, well, that's going to be really challenging because there are bound to be people on the whole working group who say, I simply can't sign an NDA or I can't do this and I can't do that. So the way we've done it is to say, if we need to do this, we will set up a separate subgroup of the working group, and obviously membership of that will be dependent on your willingness to enter into the confidentiality agreements that will be put in place to protect the information. Now, we're not used to dealing with working groups in the way that the GNSO does, and the GNSO has a number of requirements in its structure, which involve statements of interest and confirming that you're acting for a registry or a registrar, etc. So, in order to actually satisfy those requirements, there are some clauses in here that talk about please provide a statement of interest and so on and so forth. There's nothing onerous. There's not a problem. It's just we don't normally bother with it because we don't need to. But they do because they have trust issues. There's stuff about support staff, rules of engagement, again, GNSO has to have rules of engagement, otherwise they'll murder each other. The working group methodology, how do you make a decision? What is full consensus? What is consensus? Etc. It's nothing of any real consequence. It just is there so that there are some rules that that allow the GNSO to meet its obligations in its bylaws of how it's set up. And then there's the usual clause about we may need to modify this charter if we discover that there are things we need to do that we can't do under the charter, and the closure clause. And that is basically it. Just for clarity, nothing this working group does is binding on anybody. Anything, any output from the working group comes into the CCNSO and is dealt with under the usual CCNSO ways of dealing with things. But the goal is that the technical guys get together and figure out if we have a problem or not. And if we do, whether there are some solutions that we can suggest. I'll take questions, comments, thoughts. Good. So we will put this on the table this afternoon at the council meeting, and the council will talk about it a bit, and hopefully we'll be able to adopt it this afternoon. I'm guessing, Bart, that if, assuming the G's and the A's adopt it, then we'll go through our normal process of calling for volunteers and all of that. Okay, cool. And I would encourage those of you who have experience of these sorts of things to please put your hands up for a role on this working group. It's important that we have good representation. It's important that we have good access to information. It's important that we try and reach some conclusions. Okay, I'm going to assume that everything's fine unless anybody says differently, so thank you all very much. Hiro.
Okay, thank you, Chris. And also I'd like to thank the Joint Charter Drafting Working Group for its effort. All right, so move on. The next is from Patrick Jones. Update on ICANN's SSR activities. So, Patrick, please.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the time to talk to the CCNSO about updating our security, stability, and resiliency activities. I think this is the maybe sixth or seventh time I've done a briefing to this group, so it's always appreciated to be able to give everyone an update, and thanks. So to open, to give you some background on who is on the team, this is myself, Yuri Ito, John Crane, who I'm sure many of you are familiar with, Jeff Bickers, who's here at this meeting helping with the meeting security for Cartagena. And we also share part of the time for Dave Piscatello, who works with the policy staff. So it's a distributed team, and we're involved in a variety of activities. Yuri, her focus is on global security outreach, and she's particularly been active in increasing some participation from parts of the community that don't tend to come to ICANN meetings or maybe starting to learn about what ICANN and its different components do. And John obviously has long experience with root operations and is working in DNS capacity building efforts with partners such as ISOC and the regional TLD organizations. And that feeds into the security collaboration efforts, such as response to the Conficker botnets and activities in that area. Jeff Bickers is focused on our ICANN corporate security, meeting security, and also works with me on our business continuity initiatives. And then for myself, I'm in the acting role of coordinating this team, and you know, we have an open search for a chief security officer. See where that goes. But in the meantime, I'm happy to be in the point of contact for the community with this team. And if people have questions in our activities and how the security team fits with other parts of the organization and our activities, such as with the IDN Fast Track or new gTLDs or the DNSSEC implementation, I'm happy to take those up later. Some of our current activities, we're fully supportive of the affirmation review on security, stability, and resiliency, and unfortunately their meeting, their open session is right now. But I think there'll be plenty of opportunity for the CCNSO and other parts of the community to contribute to that group and provide inputs over the next year. As a team, we're also very supportive of the Joint DNS Security and Stability Analysis Working Group. I'm happy to see that the charter drafting team was able to come together over the last couple months, and look forward to helping to facilitate the discussions of that working group pending the approval of that charter. We've also been very active since the Brussels meeting in working with different parts of the community to conduct training programs. So, for example, we've done 3 training sessions since Brussels in Guatemala, Mali, and Jordan. And it's been a very well-received program by the CCTLDs that have participated. And if anyone in the room participated in one of those sessions and wants to contribute a point about that at the proper time, that would be appreciated as well. So we're also involved in security for ICANN meetings, our internal security, improving ICANN operations, and we're in the planning stages of a ICANN DNS operations and LROOT contingency exercise in early 2011. We'll be very public about the information on that. This is an outgrowth of the continuity exercise program over the last couple of years, started in 2008, and we've published an after-action report after every exercise, and those are reasonably easy to find on our website, but if not, I'm happy to send you information on where those are. So in addition to the activities I mentioned, we're also supporting the Fast Track. I've been assisting Tina Dam with a string evaluation step and also as a point of contact with the DNS stability panel. As a team, we're working very closely as part of the overall effort for getting the draft applicant guidebook to a consideration step and taking in all the community inputs. So as part of that effort, we've done our third KSK ceremony, and some of this community was involved. On November 1st, we did the ceremony in Culpeper, Virginia. I think this has been a good success story, and it seems to be getting improved each time. Really thankful of those who participate, particularly from this community. We're also very focused on improving our risk analysis data collection activities, participating in international exercises, and improving ICANN's internal continuity and information security. So some of you may be aware, we published an FY11 Security, Stability, and Resiliency Plan, and we did a number of briefings with the community, had a comment period, posted a thorough analysis of comments. Generally, those who took the time to comment were supportive of the description of ICANN's role in this area, but asked for clarification in certain points, such as compliance or activities like RPKI, and stressed that ICANN not expand beyond its mission. The comments noted that there is a need for some system-wide analysis of risks and threats, and we look forward to seeing that effort be done in the joint DNS security analysis working group. We've posted a red line and a clean version of the plan showing how the comments that were received in the comment period were accommodated, and noting specifically if there were suggestions for changes, who had made those, and how those were addressed. I think that's a good example of how we're improving on our accountability and transparency. And if anyone's seen that and thinks that's a good thing, appreciate hearing that as well. So we've clearly noted where the changes were made, and I want to thank from this community, Nominet submitted comments, and those were incorporated. So thank you. Yeah. We really want to do, as a team, and from an ICANN perspective, a better job of planning in advance and aligning our security activities more closely with the overall ICANN operating plan and budgeting process. So we're going to do an earlier effort on our FY12 plan. It seems weird to already be talking about 2012 when we're still in 2010. We're going to engage earlier on the next plan, do some consultations in February and March before the San Francisco meeting. I want to reach out to this group, and particularly to make the next document shorter, more streamlined, less repetitive and actionable, and generally improve the level of what we're communicating on ICANN's activities, and so that we're very clear and also it's responsive to the community inputs. Before this week, ICANN published a 2011-2014 draft strategic plan for comment. Take particular note that there were some changes from the previous strategic plan related to security. The updated strategic objectives in this area state that going to maintain and drive DNS uptime, increase security of the overall systems of unique identifiers, increase international participation in unique identifier security, and coordinate global DNS risk management. The wording is slightly different from the 2010-13 plan, and since it's open for comment, it would be good to get feedback on whether this is the right wording or an improvement. And then finally, I think this might be my last slide. In our SSR efforts, there's been a stress for getting better data, documenting of known risks. Overall, just taking a step back and looking at what's really happening or not happening in the system before we move forward with proposing any particular solutions. So as a group, we're very supportive of that and look forward to working with the community and as part of the community. And with that, there's more information on our webpage at the ICANN website. And if you've got specific questions, feel free to email me or stop me in the hall. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. Any questions, comments to Patrick? Yes.
Hi, Pat. Why have you used the phrase unique identifiers instead of domain names and IP addresses? Are you planning an expansion we don't know about?
I think this is an effort to more closely align the language with what's spelled out in the mission and in the bylaws that uses the term unique identifiers. I don't think it should be seen as an expansion of what ICANN's doing, but a more accurate description of the terminology. And if that's not correct, then we should check that. But I believe that's why the change in the terminology is made.
Okay. Okay. Is there a plan then, as well as domain names and IP addresses, to be looking at other identifiers in the IANA registry and the security around those?
You know, that's a good question to raise, and we should take that back and see how the other areas fit with what we've already been acting on in our security efforts. So the answer is right now that hasn't been included yet. This is an incremental change from 2010's plan to the one that was just posted, and we need to look at it and see.
Okay. And this may be a slightly unfair question, but given how quickly the requirements in this area appear to be changing, is this going to be a stable plan for the next year?
Which plan? The strategic plan or the... So the SSR plan, what it is it lays out what ICANN's doing, not just staff, but the community in security, stability, resiliency activities. And I think the intention is that it's stable going forward, that we don't keep making drastic changes to it, but it reflects ongoing work and not encroachments into new areas.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you very much.
So we have two other presentations. One is from Jörg, and one is from Oscar. So the first is the Jörg from .de.